This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to testify before House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, removed from her post in May, is scheduled to meet in private with the committees heading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democrats say they expect her to appear despite the White House demand no administration officials cooperate. A former diplomat speaking anonymously says she lost her post for insisting President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's request to Ukrainian officials for investigations be relayed through long-established official channels. Yovanovitch's recall came as Giuliani, who has no official role in government, pushed Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump actually lashed out against the Democrats and the impeachment inquiry against him. This happened as he rallied GOP voters at a boisterous campaign event in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Trump lost Minnesota in 2016, but predicts he can turn it red next year.
We are going to win this state in a very short period of time.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to undo his victory with the Ukraine investigation.
Brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box.
And he ripped into rival Joe Biden and his son, accusing them, without evidence, of illegally profiting off of Ukraine and China.
The Bidens got rich. And that is substantiated. While America got robbed.
Trump also lashed out at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We're in a struggle for the survival of democracy in America.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese basketball fans filled an arena in Shanghai Thursday for a National Basketball Association exhibition game, despite the ongoing public backlash over a tweet from the Houston Rockets general manager in support of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters. Video posted on social media by a Los Angeles Times reporter show Chinese fans, many wearing NBA jerseys, cheering and taking pictures as the Los Angeles Lakers and Brooklyn Nets made their way into the court. But after the game, there was no press availability involving players or coaches. The game was also not broadcast on television in China. The controversy started when Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted an image that read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." Morey has since deleted the tweet, but the response from Chinese companies and the public was swift, with many suspending ties with the Rockets, one of the most popular teams in China because of its former star center Yao Ming. Two British militants believed to be part of an Islamic State group are now in American custody. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
British militants El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Emongkute have been transferred from a detention center in Syria into American custody, according to U.S. officials. The preemptive move was made because of security concerns stemming from Turkey's offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Surviving captives nicknamed El Sheikh and Kute and other British jihadis the Beatles because of their British accents. In 2014 and 2015, the two allegedly were part of a group that beheaded seven American, British, and Japanese journalists and aid workers and a group of Syrian soldiers in videos released to the world. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. border officials shut down two bridges between the United States and Mexico early Thursday after hundreds of mostly Central American migrants protested at the ports of entry. Roughly 2 hours later, however, traffic at the BMM International Bridge resumed and the Gateway International Bridge was opened to traffic by Thursday evening. The demonstration occurred in the Mexican city across from Brownsville, Texas. Mexican media at the scene reported the protesters were primarily Honduran and attempted to cross into the U.S. in a single large group overnight. VOA reached out to U.S. Department of Justice for more information when immigration hearings will be rescheduled. A U.S.-based green economy group says that some of the world's most popular chocolate companies are not so sweet when it comes to human rights and sustainability. Green America gives Godiva Chocolate an F. Ferrero and Mondelez were both given a D. Top-rated candy makers, including Endangered Species, Equal Exchange, and Tony's Choco Colony, all received an A. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.